This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Thursday, November 5, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. JSE-listed top 40 company Exxaro is involved with coal-based development plans in the Waterberg coalfield, worth at least 30 billion rand. The development plans embrace three new coal mines and downstream activities, including the planned second phase of a char plant, a possible market coke plant, and a cogeneration plant. These developments in the fast-growing Lephalale are over and above the 120 billion rand Medupi power station being built by Eskom. Some 10 million rand plus is being estimated as the likely cost of the new greenfield Thabametsi open pit coal mine and beneficiation complex. Zimbabwe's Federation of Small-Scale Miners says the government should consider reallocating chrome claims along the country's Great Dyke in a manner that should result in a shareholding ratio of 80% indigenous and 20% foreign corporate ownership to break the monopoly enjoyed by two foreign companies in the concession areas. The call comes in the wake of a government order which cancelled the earlier ban on the export of chrome, chrome fines and other specified chrome products. A statement from the Mines and Minerals Marketing Corporation of Zimbabwe said the lifting of the ban was to pave way for a revival of the chrome sector and a window of opportunity for small-scale chrome miners who were hard hit by the ban to re-establish direct contact with their customers. Also making headlines, a union may strike at Peru's Antamina copper pit. Gold Fields targets 1 million ounces from South America by 2015. Base metals miner Hudbay Minerals sees a decision on its Guatemala nickel project in mid-2010, and Toronto-based Yamana Gold isn't planning to buy or sell mines. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.